Tonight, an update on a story we brought you a few months ago. The police are now investigating self-styled justice campaigner Scott Guthrie after another inquiry found he breached numerous regulations. The Corrections Department started investigating after Checkpoint revealed Scott Guthrie had charged an inmate's family thousands of dollars for support and advice dealing with the department. Scott Guthrie had been granted specified visitor status, allowing him access to inmates in jail, but it's against the law in that role to take rewards or payments from prisoners. Mr. Guthrie also allegedly gave the impression he was working for charity. Here's what he had to say when Checkpoint asked him about invoices showing money from a prisoner's family had been paid into his personal accounts.
Well, that would have to be totally incorrect. You'd need to send me a copy of that because I would refute that. Absolutely.
Scott, are you saying that you have never sent an invoice to any family requesting funds for support and advice in dealing with corrections?
Totally, I'm saying that. What I'm saying is the family that you're pertaining to is...
It's come from your email address.
Lisa, the initial invoice was, yes, $10,000, and it was rejigged because...
So you did send them an invoice for $10,000 then?
I think we discussed it. Look,
no, Scott, this is really important. This is a vulnerable family. I have in front of me here an invoice, which is from you. It has your name, your address. It has your bank account, your cell phone contacts, and your email address on it. You billed this family for $10,000, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. When I'm looking at my invoices now, you are correct, but that invoice was withdrawn and a new one was drawn up. Correct?
Okay, so did the money go that they paid into the Transforming Justice Trust Fund? Or did it go into your private account, Scott?
No, because the board actually used it. We used that as travel costs and disbursements.
I'm looking at the bank account here. I can read it out if you want me to. But is that your bank? Is that your bank account, Scott?
Lisa, I have got minutes from the board.
Cooperative Bank?
I have got minutes from the board that we used those funds simply for travel disbursements.
Can you please clarify for me, Scott, whose bank account did this money go into? Was it your private bank account?
Correct.
So you sent them an invoice, including Transforming Justice information at the base of the invoice, yet the money was going into your bank account, even though, well, it kind of gives the distinct impression that you were operating for a charitable trust. Do you see a problem with that?
I can see what you're pertaining to, Lisa, but yeah.
And that was Scott Guthrie. Now, Corrections has formally revoked Scott Guthrie's specified visitor status. It has also referred the matter to police after its investigation reached the following conclusion. Mr. Guthrie received payment for providing services to prisoners. Do note the plural there, prisoners. Mr. Guthrie was aware he could not receive payment of any type from anybody for services delivered as a specified visitor. And he had signed an application which specifically asked if he had received any benefit or gift from or on behalf of prisoners, and he had ticked the no response box. Corrections also says the proper checks were done in granting Mr. Guthrie his visitor status, but its investigation has found there's an opportunity to enhance current processes. Police have confirmed to Checkpoint they're conducting further inquiries.